there's a difference, maybe.
It just depends on if you're trying to get directions or you're in somebody's office and you're just, if you have an appointment and you're meeting with somebody, I think that their language, they are, tend to be, for the most part, very articulate. For example, my husband was part of the new Crawford Long Wing being, they showed all the equipment turnover, and it was a big thing for the governor and everything. I would say the same. People were well-spoken and articulate. Now, leaving there, we were walking somewhere. You asked for directions. Yes, it's very dicey. Certainly a lot more grammatical errors, mm-hmm. if you will.
What about the difference when you grew up in the South, the difference between urban areas and rural areas? I mean,
the twangy. Honestly, the first thing that comes to my mind, twangy. Uh-huh. Talk lightly, it's kind of, you know. Where are you from, or where are you at?
Right.
Another thing, part of growing up with my mother is if you ever used I and me incorrectly, it was always corrected.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of, she's constantly, or use the correct term for lie or lay in the sun, whatever the correct one is. So I'm always, that's part of my parrot, or one of your things, the way you see or hear people talk. But so if you just, your question was, if you move 20 minutes south or whatever, definitely you noticed a little bit more people talking like this, or even if you were over there in Forsyth.
Right.
Chances are that you'll hear more of, I don't know, more slang.
Uh-huh. So you said your mom's from Chicago. When she moved in here, do people recognize her as not being from the South?
I don't think she stands out as much, but maybe it's because I'm used to it, but I don't necessarily, more times than not, I've heard people say, really, you're a Yankee or anything, you know, they always say something like that, but.
Do you think you can tell the difference, do you detect a difference between people from the North and people from the South?
I can, like my cousins, clearly, like my aunt and uncle were also here over the weekend, and they were driving back through from Florida back up to Northbrook, and just in listening to them speak, I mean, I can tell a difference.
And
words they use, like pop instead of soda.
Right.
You know, they're different terms. I'm trying to think of some other ones. But, I mean, that's the one that stands out in my mind. We used to always make fun of my cousins because they're always like, you want some pop? And it really didn't matter if they said, you want some pop, or how how the words came across, but it was the choice of words.
Right.
But pop and soda is one of the main things I can think of. And, you know, always if it's something out of the ordinary, then for you it's not normal, but then
right.
What is normal?
That's a good question. What do you think? Do you think you can just detect in the way this person sounds if they're not using any different kind of word choice? Do you think you can? You're pretty good at saying you're from the South.
No.
Really?
I mean, sometimes, I mean, I'd like to think I am, but you never know. I mean, no.
Do you think when you leave the South, do people identify you as being from the South?
More often than not, I have people saying, really, you're from the South? You don't sound like it. I mean, because I don't feel like I have a real country accent,
right.
Or whatever kind of accent you want to call it, a dialect, whatever, yeah. It's just,
no,
but I mean, if you were to speak then to, like I mentioned on Christmas, going over to my dad's side of the family, you could just walk in and they're definitely have that Southern accent.
Do you know what it is? I mean, it makes you be able to identify that?
And it's interesting because my sister, on the other hand, it's the way, you know, you bring up your children, or that you influence those people around you, because it's her phrases and her tone of voice that her kids are picking up on. Or if you went to my sister-in-law's, and she has a young son who's just now talking. And it'll be interesting, for example, my husband and I were talking about this, because he has a more Southern accent than I do, but we're still kind of in the same ballpark, where I feel like both of our siblings, my sister has left the ballpark. I mean, I would say I could just rag on her so bad for, that wasn't even grammatically correct, but I could just completely rag on the way she sounds, you know, talking to those kids, and compared to the way we used to make fun of my cousins. Well,